Hello?
Hello, Natalie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you, Mark?
I'm good. Yeah, I was just going to start off maybe by perhaps like just give a little bit of background to what's happening at the court and why people were detained.
Yeah, sure. On Wednesday, so about 3 days ago, mm-hmm. The armed forces decided to break up the sit-in. So they attacked Tahrir Square, very violently attacked Tahrir Square, brought down all the tents. Some of the tents were set on fire. And they detained about 177 people, girls and boys.
Okay.
Most of the people that were released the next day were badly tortured. They were electrocuted, they were burnt, they were beaten up. So they were badly tortured. Yes. They came out and made those statements.
There's a lot of people in the West probably think that since Mubarak stood down, that there was kind of been a regime change. And is there a little bit of background to why you think the army has actually turned on people in Tahrir Square?
People who are still on Tahrir Square chose to remain on Tahrir Square until the entire regime is brought down, until people are put, until justice is put into place, until all political detainees are released, until state security is dismantled. These are the three main demands that have not, immediate demands that have not yet been met. People were there for the Shafiq cabinet to be removed, and then the Shafiq cabinet was already removed, has indeed been removed a week ago. But people chose to remain on the square because when they left previously, it took about a month after Mubarak stepped down for anything else to change.
Yeah.
So people chose to remain on the square until all political detainees are released, until emergency law is no longer in place, and until state security is dismantled, and some kind of reassurance that all those responsible for any violence against demonstrators are going to be prosecuted.
Do you feel that at the moment there's an attempt to perhaps divide the activists in Tahrir Square from other people in the population, an attempt to criminalise...
People on Tahrir Square have become extremely isolated from the rest of the population, geographically and physically,
yeah.
As well as in terms of... People are very confused in Egypt, very confused. A lot of people want to go back to... want life to go back to normal.
Yeah.
And so they... The local media has made it seem that the people sitting in Tahrir are the reason things are not going back to normal, that they are stopping the country from economically growing, or that they are the reason for everything else that's happening in the country.
Yeah. It might seem from this perspective that perhaps the remaining remnants of the regime are quite strong, structures of the regime feel threatened by the continual demands of people in the square, who I imagine they're a central part of the revolution as it started. Do you think possibly there might be, this is an attempt to kind of squash down the very real demands that people had at the start of the revolution?
Definitely. The first demands were really, really strong, and people saw everyone was around one main demand. The real threat was really obvious to everyone. A lot of people who have not been involved at the beginning feel relief. It has happened so far, and a lot of them have feel that it's enough. The major problem we're facing today, why I am here today on in front of a military court, is because civilians who have been detained by the army are now facing military charges and are facing military courts without a lawyer and without a chance to free trial.
Given the sort of recent actions around the state security facilities right across the country and in Alexandria and other places, where there's recently been an uncovering of the actions of the state security, it does seem that the regime is still quite strong in power, that they're actually continuing to detain and torture people who are been on the square recently.
Definitely. State security, I believe, is still strong and it's still functioning. People are still being detained by state security. A lot of people come out and refuse to file an official complaint because they're terrorized. Some people are already filing complaints. When we went into state security buildings, the food in the prisons was really, really fresh. So there were detainees inside these prisons maximum 2 days earlier to when we were there.
Okay.
They've been moved. We don't know where. They have not yet been released. the torture inside the state security was unbelievable. The torture devices were unbelievable. I believe they're still strong and they're still functioning. I think there are a lot of people right now, a lot of institutions working separately, I don't know, together, I don't know. But a lot of things are happening and people are really confused. And the one thing that everyone is right now around is that the minister should not be charged in front of military courts, no matter what. Like the murderers of that we try to bring down in this revolution are being charged in front of civilian courts. And our friends who have been accused of being thugs, an actor friend of mine, he's an actor, he's a lovely person, is now being accused, his photograph is being shown on national television saying he's a thug.
What was the background actually to your friend and other people being detained? How did that come about?
They picked up around 177 people from the square, randomly. They went into the square, beat people up, a lot of people ran away, and a lot of people didn't run away. They tried to protect their tents, or they tried to protect their friends from being beaten up. 177 people were detained, around 33 women, of which are 33 women. All people who have been released have been badly tortured, mostly inside the Egyptian Museum. So
okay.
One of our most important touristic sites are now being used to torture Egyptian people. And the rest who have not yet been released are being charged with a variety of charges, mostly thuggery, mostly being Baltageya. They were there as peaceful demonstrators. They were there for the sit-in. A lot of them were just walking down the street. Our friend was there, but a lot of people were just walking down the street. They were picked up by the army and charged.
So to be clear, like this wasn't actually a confrontation. There actually was a continued occupation, which the army seemed to try to clear out, and this seemed to be a way to break the occupation of the square.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? You were breaking up.
Yeah, sorry. No, I was just asking, like, this wasn't a confrontation where people were arrested. This was actually the army, it seems like the army just came in and removed people.
The army came in to break up the sit-in.
Yeah.
Very violently, and picked up people along the way. There are videos showing that, so that the army decided to attack the square.
Yeah.
Hand in hand to me with what looked like thugs and plain clothes. Thugs to me. I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
They attacked the square, beat people up, brought down the tents, and took in 177 people.
So
who are not thugs and who are just peaceful demonstrators.
Yeah.
And today these people are being tried in front of military courts.
It's quite clear in the past while that there has been plainclothes thugs, possibly people supportive of the regime, that have been used to in attacks against people.
Definitely. Thugs have been used since day one. Thugs have been used before Mubarak stepped down. Thugs were, I don't know if you were following back then, but thugs attacked the square for about 36 hours. There was a continuous attack by thugs who later turned out to be part of the old regime. It was before Mubarak stepped down. But the fact that they're still being used against people makes me really worry. And then over the past few days, it's been obvious that they use them to create a problem, giving them a justification to attack the square. This was all the case last week. This is what it was made to seem.
Yeah.
It was made to seem the thugs attacked the square and that the army was coming in to, or the armed forces were coming in to save the people from the thugs. What I saw and what the videos show and what everyone who was there claims is that they came in hand and that they were used by the army exactly like they've been used before by the previous regime. Against the people.
Do you think I spoke earlier about the recent actions around the state security headquarters, both in Alexandria and other cities across Egypt. Do you get a sense that remnants of the regime kind of feel threatened? And perhaps
definitely.
This is part of
it. They have every reason to feel threatened, but I am not going to sit here and watch them come back into action.
Yeah.
Nor should the army, nor should the Egyptian people, nor should the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
When Egyptian people are being detained by whatever institution and tortured to this day, when I came out asking for the Egyptian man's dignity, I feel that this is very threatened today, and I am not willing to let that go.
Yeah.
I fought really, really hard, and a lot of people have died for Egyptian man's dignity. And today, when this is being violated, the entire world needs to stop and think for a minute. including Egyptian people, and including the army, and including everyone.
And it seems like the only people that are being held and tried in front of a military court are actually people who've been active participants in the ongoing revolution.
Definitely, most of them are. I am sure that there are actual criminals running around the country right now, this I'm sure of, mm-hmm. but I don't think that the solution to this is to take in protesters and demonstrators who've been part of this revolution since day one, torture them, either release them after they've been tortured, or try them in front of a military court.
Yeah.
A lot of the people, and we have a case of a friend of ours, another friend of ours, on February 25th, when the army tried to prevent us from sitting in. It was the first day to the second sit-in, and the army very, very, very violently attacked protesters, electrocuted them in the streets. They took in a lot of people. The army came out the next day and apologized. It was the first case when the army comes out and apologizes to the Egyptian people for the violence that happened against the protesters the night before. They came out, apologized, and said that all the protesters are going to be released. They kept eight people, claiming they were thugs. One of them is a friend of ours. He was tried in front of a military court, mm-hmm. and in 48 hours, he was sentenced to 5 years in the military prison with no lawyer, with nothing.
Your friend has been sentenced to 5 years without any proper legal proceedings?
Without any proper legal assistance and without access to a fair trial. He was sentenced to 5 years in military prison in front of a military court. This was about 2 weeks ago, and since then we have been calling for people to stand against military courts for civilians, military trials for civilians, because they do not have access to a fair trial, and they have no access to legal assistance. And they are final, like the sentence is final.